بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: إن أبر البر أن يصل الرجل ود أبيه. رواه مسلم. This is the chapter باب فضل بر أصدقاء الأب والأم والأقارب والزوجة وسائر من يندب إكرامه. It's a chapter on the virtues of maintaining good relations with the friends of one's parents, relatives, and all those who one is encouraged to honor. In this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, the finest act of virtue is for a person to maintain good relations with his father's friends. Inna barra al-bir, the finest act of virtue, the best of virtue, is that a person maintains a yasila rajulu, good relations, with abihi, with his father's friends. We'll understand from the next hadith. It's a lengthy hadith. It's an incident that is reported on Abdullah ibn Dinar, on Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, an rajulan min al-a'rab laqiyahu bi tariqi Makkah. That a man from a Bedouin met Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala on the road to Makkah. Fasallama alayhi Abdullah ibn Umar وحمله على حمار كان يركبه. Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu makes salam to this Bedouin and then carries him on his own donkey that he was riding. وأعطاه عمامة كانت على رأسه, and he even gives him an imama that he was wearing himself. قال ابن دينار, who was the student of Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu, he says, فقلنا له, we say to Abdullah bin Umar, أصلحك الله, may Allah make you righteous. إِنَّهُمُ الْأَعْرَابِ, these people are just Bedouins. وَهُمْ يَرْضَوْنَ بِالْيَسِيرِ, they will be satisfied with just little bit of whatever you may give them. In other words, there was no need for you to give him your donkey and your personal imama. فَقَالَ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ بْنُ عُمَرَ إِنَّ أَبَا هَذَا كَانَ وُدًّا لِعُمَرَ بْنِ الْخَطَّابِ. So Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu explains, you see, this man's father, he was my father's friend. إِنَّ أَبَا هَذَا كَانَ وُدًّا لِعُمَرْ ابن الخطاب. My father Umar and his father were friends. وَإِنِّي سَمِعْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يَقُولُ إِنَّ أَبَرَّ الْبِرِّ سِلَةُ الرَّجُلِ أَهْلَ وُدِّ أَبِيهِ. And I've heard Rasulullah saying, the finest of actions is that a person maintains relationship, or he shows kindness to the family of his father's friends. وفي رواية عن ابن دينار عن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما أنه كان إذا خرج إلى مكة كان له حمار يتروح عليه إذا مل ركوب الراحلة. And this narration says that Abdullah bin Umar رضي الله تعالى, when he used to travel, so he came out of Mecca and he had a donkey upon which he used to ride when he used to get tired of riding the camel. So he had a spare animal, a donkey. When he used to get tired of riding the camel, he'd hop onto the donkey. And he had وَعِمَامَةٌ يَشُدُّ بِهَا رَأْسَهُ, an imama with which he tied around his head. فَبَيْنَمَا هُوَ يُومًا عَلَى ذَلِكَ الْحِمَارِ إِذْ مَرَّ بِهِ أَعْرَابِيٌ. The same incident mentioned in the narration. That whilst he was walking once, whilst he was traveling once on this donkey, then suddenly a Bedouin when goes past, فَقَالَ لَسْتَ فُلَانَ ابْنَ فُلَانَ. So Abdullah bin Umar رضي الله تعالى recognizes Bedouin. And he says, aren't you the son of so and so person? قال بلا, he said yes. Immediately, فأعطاه الحمار, he gives him the donkey. And he says, this is yours. فقال اركب هذا, ride this. وأعطاه الإمامة, and he gives him the إمامة. وقال أشدد بها رأسك, he says, tie this إمامة. فقال له بعض أصحابي, the companions of Abdullah bin Umar رضي الله تعالى, they began to say, غفر الله لك, may Allah forgive you. أعطيت هذا الأعرابي حمارا, كنت تروح عليه, you gave this Bedouin a donkey that you yourself, you required, you were riding. وَعِمَامَةً كُنْتَ تَشُدُّ بِهَا رَأْسَكَ, and your own imama that you had tied around your own head. فَقَالَ إِنِّي سَمِعْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يَقُولُ, he said, I heard the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم saying, إِنَّ مِنْ أَبَرِّ الْبِرِّ أَنْ يَصِلَ الرَّجُلُ أَهْلَ وُدِّ أَبِيهِ بَعْدَ أَنْ يُوَلِّيَ وَإِنَّ أَبَاهُ كَانَ صَدِيقًا لِعُمَرَ. رواه هذه الروايات كلها مسلم. He says, I heard Rasulullah saying that from the finest of virtues is a man, he joins ties, he maintains good relationships with the family of his father's friends after the demise of his father. So especially when your father passes on, one of the ways of still showing kindness and obedience to your parents is that you show good relationships with their friends. He says, my father was, well, and his father was a friend of my father, Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala. So ulama explained that the rights that the parents have even after they pass away, or one way of honoring our parents after they pass away, is to honor their friends and give them some gifts. From this hadith we see, he gave him his donkey, he gave him his imama, and he showed and he honored this friend of his father because he was a friend of his own father, so he, as though he was honoring his own father. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin.